You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Zoe Abbott with two T's. Thank you so much for being on the show. That was just such a lovely talk about stuff that's very difficult, I think, for people to face openly or feel comfortable talking about. And I am thoroughly convinced that there is nothing that you might want to do that you wouldn't be able to do after that conversation. You are a financial advisor. You are a parent, your mother. I was quite motivated after the whole thing. How old are you now, by the way?
33.
Wow, you've accomplished so much at such a young age. We feel very lucky to have you on the show. One of the things that struck me about the beginning of the conversation was you apparently had all this success in your life, but your body image was not something that you liked.
Yeah.
I think that's a very normal story in the world, is that people will have many things in their life that they feel like will make them happy, but there's one thing that's inaccessible. There's one thing that they just really feel like if that would just get into the right place, everything would be okay. Did you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has a ruin, mm-hmm. or at least most people, something that they battle with in their life.
For me, it was alcohol for many years. I've been sober for about 12 years, and I would have all these things in my life, but I just knew that that was not right. My relationship with alcohol was not a healthy one, and I couldn't change it. And for you, it sounded like it was food at the time. And I think food is a much more difficult one to deal with because, we all eat. Not everybody drinks alcohol. But that was my battle, just to relate.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, food was like, it was a crutch for everything. I ate when I was happy. I ate when I was sad. I ate when I was depressed. I ate when I was bored. There's all this pleasure attached to food. There's bad habits. I mean, it just goes on.
Yeah, it's like a friend that it's good for you and bad for you all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Well, tell me then, when you did make this huge change in your life, losing 150 pounds, and then, you know, the process you talked about, having the skin removal surgery, having the gastric slip put on, mm-hmm. I mean, those all sound like very responsible ways to go about this approach. And I know that, like Laura talked about, having friends that have gone through this process, but haven't been very vocal or open about it. And you're not shy to talk about it.
No, I mean, you got to be true to yourself and honest and open, you know, like, what's the point?
Yeah, it to me, listening to you talk about it, sounds like you're creating something that might not be quite a process yet, right? Like if you're gonna do this, if you're gonna lose all this weight, then you might have to be looking at these next steps as part of the process of having a successful transition. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's a little different, but knowing yourself is really important and what works for you. Mm-hmm. Just like every diet is not going to work for everybody.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be some basics. Like, I don't know any diet that's like, eat refined sugar or eat more than you burn, you know?
Right.
But there's going to be vegans and there's going to be people that eat only meat and there's, you know, and there's going to be people that have certain tendencies. Like, there are going to be people that eat 3 meals a day or 6 meals a day or, you know, they know themselves and they maybe have like kind of addictive personalities or difficult being temperate, like myself.
You said you were a binger.
Massive binger.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I think, like, I love that because I think that your ability to be honest about your relationship with food is probably something that allowed you to move forward and get better, right?
Totally. And I meet people that are in complete denial and they lie to themselves constantly, like people that are very overweight that say, mm-hmm. well, it's also their perception. Like, that's their reality. They're like, well, I don't eat very much, right? And I'm like, well, what's very much? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you're not going to say that because it doesn't help them for you to say that. But maybe they're comparing themselves to their skinny friend who eats a lot. But, you know, everyone doesn't have the same metabolism. Also, that skinny friend works out a couple hours a day or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can never compare yourself to someone else. And it's interesting because a datum isn't really a datum unless you compare it to some other datum. So
mm-hmm. right.
What's a lot? What's a little? You know? And I find people run into that a lot.
Well, you can shop for any kind of comparison that you want, right? In the world.
Uh-huh.
It's big enough, you can get whatever you want out of it. But
yeah.
Let me ask you this. What has been the biggest gift that you've given yourself since? What have you found from this transition in your life that has allowed you to feel the most settled? Your self-esteem just oozes through the microphone, by the way. But for people who are on one side looking to get something out of it, what's been the big gift for you to make this transition? And
you know, I think the biggest gift is setting some type of target or goal for yourself and achieving it, because there's something so amazing about overcoming some sort of obstacle or some barrier, or setting a game for yourself and achieving that. And the way that you feel about yourself when you do get what you want, when you decide to do something and then do it, it's very powerful.
Does it find its way into all the aspects of your life as being a mother in your job and working with other people?
Yeah, well, that is essentially what makes us happy, is when we decide that we want to do something and then we do it. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
We set ourselves some sort of a target that has barriers or things that are in the way, and then we make it happen. That's happiness. There is no other real result that happens besides that, you know?
Well, and then when you give it to someone else and see them do it, there's a gift from the universe, from watching people achieve their goals, I'm sure.
You know, it's hard to help another person when you can't help yourself.
Right.
And I think the one thing that all good people have in common, which is almost everybody, pretty much everybody, the one thing we all kind of want is we want to be able to help another person.
Mm-hmm. Connection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if we can help them, if we can help someone, then we can feel pretty fulfilled doing whatever we do, you know?
That's fantastic. Zoe, thank you so much for being on the show, and you should write a book.
Thank you. That's a plan. That's what we're doing.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.